Bracha Yistaf Tes Amid Aleph, about 10 lines from the top at the two dots. Ma'aseh Shabbo Barav, Rabbi Gamliel's children came back from Mishnah, and he asked him, what should they do about Kriya Shema? The Gemara says, Ba'ad Hashalei Shmuel Rabbi Gamliel, they didn't know the sheet of their father. So the Gemara says, what they said to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbanim Pligel Levach, is it Pshat, Rabbanim argue on it and you completely, V'yach Ram Halach Gram, they hold that there's a different type of Shachar, and therefore we have to hold like Rabbanim, and we can't say Kriya Shema. They really hold that Bishachar goes until the morning. And all they said is to do it till Chatzais in order to, as a Chachar from Avera. So the Gemara says, Amlu, Rabbi Gamliel responded to his children, Rabbanim Kavasi Sfir Lehu, that they do hold like me, they hold Bishachar means till the morning. And therefore, Yechai have to say Kriya Shema. But come out of Chatzais is exactly like the same. The Gemara continues by the two dots. Zubavat Amru. And not only this, did they say as far as what the takana is as far as Chatzais? Ella, come out of Chatzais, mitzvah and shalom and shachar. So the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel, me come out of Chatzais, diktani v'leiz buvad. What does he have to say v'leiz buvad if he wasn't the one who said Chatzais? The Gemara says, how can Rabbi Gamliel libane? This is what Rabbi Gamliel said to his children. Even according to Rabbi Gamliel, come out of Chatzais, that say Chatzais, mitzvah and shalom and shachar. That the mitzvah is to lam and shachar, like we learned Bishachbacha. V'hai to come out of Chatzais, get the hacha god ma'aver, and therefore it pertains to other things as well. The Gemara continues, hek chlam ve'verm. And the Gemara said also Naisa that they made a takana to only eat till Chatzais. Gemara asks, there's another thing that you only have till Chatzais, and it's really halacha till the morning. The Gemara said, very many Kriya Shema Arvis v'hal blei psal v'chil pesach mitzvah se ad she'al manshacha. That also is mitzvah ad she'al manshacha. So Gemara says, Amar beisel lekasha harav blaz ben zayi harav kiva, that our Mishnah is not necessarily going quinti. All the shittas is a shita of blaz ben zayi and Rabbi Kiva. Tanya va'achol zabas b'layel zeh, that you should eat the basa on that night, which is the night of Pesach. Blaz ben zayi omer nemakam b'layel zeh. It says over here b'layel zeh. V'nema alon, it says later on. I will go into Mitzrayim B'Layel Hazeh, referring to Makkos B'Chayos. Mal Alon Ad Chatzais, just like when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went into Eretz Mitzrayim, it was until Chatzais. Avkan Chatzais here also is only until Chatzais, meaning the mitzvah midiraisa is until Chatzais and not till Amud HaShachar. So Amal Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva said back, it says they have a mitzvah to do a b'chipazin, which means Ad Shas Chipazin, which is until the morning when the Yidden started going out of Eretz Yisrael, which they were doing out of Eretz Mitzrayim, which was done b'chipazin with haste. But it says that you're allowed to eat it at night. So you might think that you could eat it like kachim in the day. That the pshat is that at night you can eat, but you can't eat it at night in the day. Which means that even though you bring the carbon pesach in the afternoon, regular carbon you can eat from when you start until you finish. But here you have you can't eat until the nightfall starts, and then you can eat it, and you can eat it the whole night. So Gemara says like this: Bishlag my blaz ben zayi, this like zero shava. Kudra blaz ben zayi, that has zero shava. So istruch lo michtav lei hazeh. So now you need hazeh because that comes from zero shava. El Rav Kiva says blayla hazeh. So then what does that mean? So hi hazeh my blaz. What does he do with hazeh? Gemara says lamuti layla achudos. It's coming to teach you that you can't do it for a second night. Meaning the only time you're allowed to eat a carbon pesach kudra Rav Kiva is from the night until the morning, and you can't eat it the next night. Because why? Why would you have a hamin? Sakum in the chaylo pesach kadim kalam. Since pesach is kadim kalam, and every shlom is kadim kalam, the mashlom nechol and shleyam v'leil echad. Generally, a shlom could be eaten for 2 days and one night. So a pesach also come pesach nechol shtei leis brachah beizyom. Maybe you'd be able to eat two nights. So you start in the night, then you have the next day where, according to Rashi, Rashi says you can't eat it during the next day, even according to Zav Mina. But maybe the next night you can eat it because that would be two nights and one day. Nechol beiz leil is v'yom echad. You'd be able to eat it the period of 2 nights and one day. It wouldn't be considered nice. So, come on. It's only then that day, that night, it's only one night, not 2 nights. Rabbi Elazar ben Zayah says, you don't need that hazeh for that. You need the hazeh for Gzeir Shavah, because you learn that. It says you can't leave it open until the morning, which means that morning, the first morning. Rabbi Kiva says, if you only have the possible my bike, when it says you can't leave it open until the morning, it means bike shame, means the second morning. So Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, will say back to Rabbi Kiva, he responds, call Baika, Baika, Rishnu. Whenever it says Baika, and it's not saying specifically which Baika, it must be the first morning. Gemara continues at the dot. And this machlek is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Lazar ben Zayah, and Rabbi Kiva is the same machlek as the following two Tanaim, Tanya. Shom Tizbach HaSapel Sabarav. Over there, you'll be you'll shech the carbon Pesach in the evening, Kavoya Shemesh, when the sun sets, Moy Tesla Mitzrayim, the appointed time when you go out of Mitzrayim. So Blazer says, you shech the carbon Pesach in the evening. And when can you start eating? You can start eating in the evening. And you have to stop burning it the next morning, means it becomes nicer the next morning, but you really can't eat it after Chatzais. Rabbi Shua says, no, he says the same thing. You're allowed to shecht in the evening, which means after Chatzais Hayayim of the 14th in the afternoon. And you eat it from when it's when the sun sets, which means at night, which is the same thing. So far, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Leza are the same thing. But when do you have a issa to eat it, you only have the issa to eat it. So you're allowed to eat it until the time that went out, which is in the morning. So even though Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Leza seem to be saying the same thing, but really it's a nuanced idea. Rabbi Leza is saying you only could eat it until Chatzais, and then you have to stop burning it in the morning, it becomes nicer. Rabbi Shua says, of course it becomes nicer in the morning, but in addition, you can eat it until that point. Rabbi says, everyone agrees, you're going to go eat some mitzvah, and go over there. Everyone agrees, when you went out of mitzvah, they didn't get redeemed only at night. So they were let out of mitzvah from Parai and from the mitzvah, they want them to leave at night. But they couldn't leave, because it says, they weren't allowed to walk out of the houses. LBM, so therefore they went out of the day. That from the day after Pesach, that's when you add it with an outstretched hand. So what's the machlekes? Ashasli posit. What is considered the time of rushing out of Mitzrayim? Rabbi Blazman Zayi. That says the tochatzei sov and maichi posit mitzvim. The chiposin, the proper time is tochatzei when the mitzvim were pushing the yidden to rush out of Mitzrayim. Rabbi Kiva sov. Maichi posit chiposin yisol. It's up to the yidden when they were ready to leave, and not based on when the mitzvim want them to leave. Tanya Namihochi, we also learned to the Brisa, Hitziach HaShem L'kach HaMitzrayim Loila, because Baruch HaTum Tehid HaMitzrayim at night. They go at night, V'Alei L'Yatzu Al B'yayim. They only went out in the morning. Shenemim Mechus HaPesach Yatzu B'nei Yisrael B'yad Rama. Al Malamit, Sheskila, Lehem Gula B'Erev, that it was a partial Gula, of course, from the evening, and that's why it says that because Baruch HaTum took them out at night. Hitziach HaShem L'kach HaMitzrayim Loila. The two dots, three lines from the bottom. Dabed no be'ozni am. So it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, please tell the nation that they should go and borrow money and kasekli chasim chlizah from the mitzvim. I'm going to be Rabbi Yani. We learned in Yeshiva. Rabbi Yani, ain't no alash b'kasha. No is a lash of pleading. I'm the Kadosh Baruch Hu b'yishiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm pleading with your leich ve'amol lehem liyisol. Go and tell the Jews. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm pleading with shalom mitzvim chlizah chlizah. Go and borrow silver kelim and gold kelim. Shloyimay is a tzaddik, because that tzaddik, which means Avraham Avinu, shouldn't say now on testament base the avod avinu waisam kaim b'hem, that you serve them and you were paying them that you makayim with you didn't win goals. But then you said afterwards they will go out with chush gadol, even though chush gadol of course means the Torah, but that the simple pashtaych was chush gadol means money. So loykayim b'hem, that you are makayim amuloi. So they said to him, halavai shneitzu batzmenu, that we halavai we should go out with our bodies, that we don't need anything. Because mashal adam shechavish beis asurim, it's a mashal to a person that was chavish, he was tied up in beis asurim and he was locked up in a jail. And people told him, we're going to take you out tomorrow. We'll give you a lot of money and a lot of jewels. And they said to them, that my bakasha from you is, take me out today, get me out early. I don't even want anything. Two dots. By Yishalim, it says that they borrowed. That they made them give them bal kochum ikad army. So what does it mean bal kochum ikad army bal kochum mitzvah, that the mitzvah didn't want to give and they forced them ikad army bal kochum Yisrael, the Jews didn't want to take and they forced them mano bal kochum mitzvah vice bias to chalak sholol. So it was like a sholol where it was spoils that they got something mano bal kochum Yisrael b'shul master, because the Jews said we're going on a long trip, we don't want to have so much stuff that's going to weigh us down. Vayinatzos Mitzrayim Amrab Ami Malamish Hasukim Tzudashim Badogan, that they made like a trap where you trap birds and you put it in dog and you put in some grain in order to trap the birds. They made that the whole Mitzrayim was totally depleted from their resources. It was made like a riverbed deep in the ocean that doesn't have any fish there because it's too deep for them to have dogim. Here also in Mitzrayim they had nothing left. The Gemara continues, Eka Asha Eka, it says in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, tell the Bnei Yisrael that Ekash came to you. I was with you today in Mitzrayim. I will be with you in the future with other Malchus and other Galus. So Rabbeinu told Akash Baruch Hu, Rabbeinu Shalom, don't tell them about other tzaris in the future. When they need to know about that, we'll tell them. But you don't have to say Ekash Ekash. So go and tell them, I sent you to them, which means that Akash Baruch Hu, but only talking about this galus, that Akash Baruch Hu is with you even in this galus. Gemara continues, another double lashon, Aneni Hashem, Aneni. It says, Aneni, please Hashem, answer me. And this is talking about Elio, Hanoi Bahar Carmel. Or Rebel, Lama Om Elio, Aneni, why did you say it twice? Lama Shem Elio, Lefnei Akash Baruch Hu, Elio said in front of Akash Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom, Aneni, Shatir Eish Men Shemayim, that you should answer me, and you should make an Eish come from the Shemayim. V'teichel kol Asher Al Mizbech, and we consume everything that was on the Mizbech that brought. V'aneni, Shatir Eish Men Shemayim, that they should have Hasechadas, the people that are looking at it, shouldn't start thinking too much, and they'll start saying, oh, it's Maisik Shavimim, it's only magic that happened. You'll turn their heart backwards in order that they shouldn't start thinking about it, have excuses to try to, again, be kaifer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Up to the Mishnah, Dr. Mishnah, the second Mishnah of the parak. When you read Shema in the morning, for when you could see the difference between blue wool and white wool. We'll explain what that means. Between blue wool and green. The Gemara, when you finish out of Netzachim, you have a very small period of time until Netzachim. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Ad Shal Shoyis, that it's not Bekumecha when you get up, which is the beginning of getting up, but it means Ad Shal Shoyis, you have all the time for when, even when kings are getting up, which is going to be laid on. If you read after that share, even though you're not Yotz the Mitzvah, well, Hifzid, you're not losing out by reading at least, because Kadum HaKoy B'Tari, at least you're reading like a person that reads in the Torah.
Gemara continues. My bein tchelos alavin. What does it mean between purple or blue wool and white wool? The Gemara says ilam if it means bein gvavda imra chivra gvavda imra detchalta. If you're going to tell me, it means between a large piece of wool that's white and a large piece of wool that's blue. Habla l'nami made the other. It's very easy to tell the difference. Even at night you can tell the difference. Ella bein tchelos shabbat alavin shabbat means when you have one piece of wool which was dyed and some parts of the wool were not dyed well, so you'll be able to see these little spots of white. There, it's much harder to tell the difference, and that's the shear that we're talking about. The Gemara says, Bryce, with a few shitas on what the shear is of Zman Kriyishma, of the morning. Tanya, we learned to the Bryce, Ramea says, Mishiakabin is able to call. The shear is from the period that you could tell the difference between a dog and a wolf. Rabbi Kiva says, Bechamala Arud, between a donkey and a wild donkey. Very similar creatures. Bachayim says, Mishira es chaver rach tal amis v'yakarenu. When you see your friend within four amis v'yakarenu, this friend is not someone that you see all the time, but a friend that you're generally acquainted with. Amar Puna, halacha kachayim, the halacha is like kachayim. Amar Abaye, l'tfilin kachayim. We pass in tfilin, we could do earlier, which is kachayim, when you see people rach tal amis v'yakarenu. But l'kriyishma kibasik, and kriyishma you do right before nates, and therefore, when you finish kriyishma, you'll be able to be same with gula tfilin. Amar Abiechon, and Abiechon said, v'sikin, people that were careful with mitzvahs and anavim, that and they love mitzvahs, they would finish kriyishma with netzacham, and therefore they could finish. They could say start tefillah at gula tefillah at netzacham. Tanya mihalchiv esikah yigaymin esim netzacham because they should gula tefillah in order that they should have gula tefillah next to each other. Nimsum spali v'yam and they would daven during the day. Amizir mikro. Where do you see this in pasuk? Because it says in the pasuk yiruchim shemesh that the ones who fear Hashem. And you're able to say Kriya Shema and Malach Shemaim, you're kabbal of Malach Shemaim in Kriya Shema, which is at the time when the sound is going out, which is Seis Chavim, and Vofnei Yerech Dar Darim, and before Yerech Rashi Taitz, even Mincha, the mitzvah is to do it as close to the night as possible. And some people are makbir to daven Mincha closer to Shkia. Hey, Rabbi Yisrael ben Yaakov, Mishum Kol Kadosh Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisrael ben Yaakov was made. He said, Eidus from the groups of Kila Kadisha, which is the holy groups in Yerushalayim, Kol Yisrael Makulut Filo. Anyone that says Makulut Filo, any of these Kol Yisrael Makulut, you won't have any hezek the entire day. Rabbi Zera says, Eini, is that true? But I know Samchi, I was saying Makul Tfilah Biski, and I had problems that day. What did you have a problem? Damtas Asla Be Malka, because you were forced to bring myrtles to the king's palace, which is, it seems like a bad thing. It was like a tax.
Even if you have to pay for such a schus to go to the king, that you should have paid for, it's not a bad thing to happen to. A person should run to see Malchus Yisrael. You should run even to see a non-Jewish king. If you'll be zeicha, if you'll be married, Yafchem be Malchus Yisrael Malchakum. In Olam Haba, you'll already see the difference between Malchus Yisrael and Malchakum, which means you'll see the greatness and the respect the Malchus Yisrael have over Malchakum. Amalei Rabbi Lula. Rabbi Lula said Lula. Okay, I also hustle when you go to Eretz Yisrael. Shal b'shalom adurab b'reina achi. Go and ask and check in the welfare of my brother Abrena. My Makal Chabura, when with all the people around him, says you should have COVID. The Adam Gadol, he's Adam Gadol, Sameach b'mitzvahs, and he's a person who has simcha in mitzvahs. I'll tell you how great, how much he loves mitzvahs. Zimun Chadur, one time, Samach Gulot Vila, who Sameach Gulot Vila, by Pasach Chucham Yipum Mikol Yoyma, the entire day he was smiling because of the joy of the mitzvah. Hechemat Samach Ram Rabbi Yechem B'tchil Hu Oyma Hashem Sfas Atifel B'Seif Hu Oyma Yil Ratzim Rafi. Similar to Gemara we had much earlier in the Gemara. And how are you able to say Samach Gulot Vila if the beginning of Tfilah you say Hashem Sfas Atifel, which is a break between Gal Yisrael and the actual bracha of Bracha Hashem Alkeinu Alkei Avaseinu. You're right. The din of Shein Hashem Svasa Tiftach, Rabbi Yechon didn't say it everywhere. It's only by Ma'ariv. And by Ma'ariv, there's no problem of Gulul Tfilah. Even by Ma'ariv, you have to be saying Gulul Tfilah. The din of Hashem Svasa Tiftach, Lefi Rabbi Loza, is only by Mincha. But by Shachas and by Ma'ariv, we don't say Hashem Svasa Tiftach, Lefi Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Ashi says, no. Afilo Te Makulu. It's going on all. But the Kivin Kavur Rabbanim Betfilah, once Rabbanan said that you should say Hashem Sevasai Tiftach, Ketfilah Richter Dami, that's an extension of Tfilah, and therefore there's no chesaron of Gula Tfilah. Dilay Temach, we're not going to say all this. Arvis Hechim Matzi Samach. How is it possible by Ma'ariv to be Samach? Ba'ilamir Mashkevenu. When Hashkevenu is after Gal Yisrael. Ella, Kiv the Kiv Rabbanan Hashkevenu, Kagula Richter Dami, when the Rabbanan on the Sakh Hashkevenu extends the Gula, and therefore there's no chesaron of Gula Tfilah. Hachinam Kiv the Kavur Rabbanan Betfilah. Now, If the Rabbanan said, you say Hashem Svasa Tiftach at the beginning of Tefillah, Ketefillah Arichta Dami, that extends Tefillah, and there's no problem of Gula Tefillah. The Gemara continues by that Mechte, Hai Yil Ratzin Merfi Mashmul Besef Mashmul Yikar. Yil Ratzin, you could touch up, it means my Tefillah should be for Ratzin now, in the future, or it can be in the past. So therefore, my time to Kanun Rabban Lach Yud Ches Brachis. Why do we say it after Shemesh? We say it at the beginning of Shemesh. Rabbi Yehuda, Braid Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Rabbi Yehuda says, the son of Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi says, since David only said it after 18 Pashas, which means it was the 18th capital of Tehillim, Lefikach to Kanun Rabban Lach Yud Ches Brachis. Therefore, we Masada at the end of Yud Ches Brachis. For Gemara, we know Han Yud Ches, it's not the 18th capital, but if you look at Tehillim, Yud Ches Havin, it's really the 19th capital where it says Yil Ratzim Mefi Ve'Gen Libel Panecho. The Gemara answers, and for the Gemara, Asher Ishvel Amarok Shagoyim Chadapashi, the first two Pashas of Tehillim, which we have as Capital Aleph and Capital Beis, is really one capital. That Rabbi Yehuda, Breda Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, because Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi, actually said, Kukimim Pashas Amad David, Vle Amu Haluka. The 103rd Pasha, David said, he never said Haluka, Achurab Palos Rishon Rishon, until he saw the end and the downfall of Rishon, Shinami Yitam Chatoim and Aretz Rishon Eid Einam, that the Chatoim and the enemies of Rishon will be destroyed. Then he said, Baruch Yashnashi Hashem Haluka. Then he finally said Haluka. So over there also, even though it's a memra, they said it's the 103rd capital, but Hani Kuf Gimel, really it's not the 103rd capital. We have it as Kuf Dalet Havin. It's really the 104th. El Shema Mino, it must be Ashra Ishvalam Rok Shagayim Chodah Pashi. It's really one Pasha, and that therefore, whatever we have as 104 is 103, and the one that we have as 19 is Yutes, capital Yutes, is really capital Yutes. Any pasha which was beloved by David, pasuk baba Ashri, v'sayim baba Ashri, pasuk baba Ashri, d'chsev Ashri, ish v'sayim baba Ashri, d'chsev Ashri, kol chayisi bo. Any pasha that David loved, he started with Ashri, ended with Ashri. And which one is this? We're talking about Ashri ish, which is the first capital in Tehillim, and he ended in Ashri, which is Ashri kol chayisi bo. But in actuality, it's really the end of capital Beis. But it must be that the first pasha and the second pasha of Tehillim is really Aleph is really one capital, and it really, instead of 150 capital of Tehillim that we have, it really would be that there were 149 capital.